On today's Meet of the Apes, Mark Wahlberg, actor.
Hello and welcome to Minute of the Apes, the daily podcast where we break down every minute of the Planet of the Apes movies 1 minute at a time. I am Todd. That was Richard.
So
teasing things out. And of course, good morning, Sean.
In our redoing the opening, we did our Richard and I did our version of the opening that we didn't record. And you've been talking about we're going to add new lines or we're going to have to drop some lines. Mm-hmm. I think Now Fight Like Apes is one that's going to be dropped. I don't know. That one doesn't stick out for me as a Planet of the Apes.
It was kind of fun.
Outstanding line.
So what they were saying was that I mentioned this earlier. We're at my house. I did a setup with my monitor from work that's allowing me to, it's a lot easier.
Multitask.
It's allowing me to see everything instead of having to flip windows around. The problem being that occasionally, since it's a new setup, you miss things that are set up. So while I'm trying to figure out why we couldn't do something, these two lovely gentlemen who are my dear friends were singing the open that I wrote all this time ago. And it was kind of fun.
And adding the quotes in from the movie. Yeah.
Well, what was also fun was because Sean started to do the... I enjoy hearing them do that. And again, we still need a musical episode.
Okay.
So back to it. I think you're right. Fight Like Apes may be the one
that you have to drop out.
I think Cornelius' scream might need to go too. It kind of bothers
me. The freedom or which one?
It would just where she goes, Cornelius.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, it's like, how do you do it? What do you make work? It is the problems of having a podcast.
Thing is, I'm trying to think. And I can think of one quote from the next three movies, but from the final two, I don't know what quote you would use.
From the final two? I don't know.
Because I know which one we'll probably use from Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
But I don't know what we use from the other two.
I don't either. Yeah. Well, the good thing is, out of this film, it's obvious which one. Mm-hmm. Bow Your Head is probably the one to put in there. Richard, you look so absolutely bored as we talk about
it. It's Friday. It's like, let's get the shit done.
It's Friday. I want to.
All right.
I want to zig a zig.
I knew that was coming. I was just letting that happen.
Yeah.
All right. Minute 85. Sean, tell us what's going on.
All right. We're going to start minute 85 with Davidson reaching out for Ari's hand and ends with Ari licking her wounds.
All right. Here it comes. Minute 85. Planet of...
I can't go home either. Maybe we're not so different.
No. We're very different. You care about everybody but yourself.
It doesn't matter. Apes, humans, my planet, your planet, the universe seems only to reward cruelty with power.
No. Not always. Not if we fight back. Just not sure how.
As of minute 85, we have an Oberon's worth of apes and humans, two displaced pods worth of humans and apes, so many wild humans in Ape City, minus two gorillas, humans on the loose, and monkeys in a camp.
There's not a ton to take in visually. This is mostly two shots back and forth between Ari and Leo. We do get him bringing her hand across. We see the brand, which is just how convenient that it's already healed.
Yeah,
this is a fresh brand.
Well, it took her 3 days to get back there. We just didn't see that time passage of time.
And maybe. And what is that? This isn't a bandage on her hand. It looks almost like a chainmail kind of thing. It's weird. It's not exactly what you would think of trying to guard things. Anyway, we have shots. One shot's back and forth as they look at each other, very flatly lit. That's really the extent of the minute visually. There's not a ton.
So, is Ari going to tell Davidson that there's a camp right around the corner?
No,
that they're about to attack?
Because that would create tension. Okay. We don't want any tension in this movie.
All right.
So again, we're hearing the clip over again. We're hearing the part where his
coworker, smart apes.
Right. Who writes himself, took over the group. We have weapons. I don't have much longer. They're not playing new clips, and it's a little bit of a letdown. I would have liked to hear
new information.
Some chatter, some training, something going on that we're just kind of catching little bits of. And so he pulls her hand down. He looks at it. This, when she says, "I can't go home either, maybe we're not so different," he goes, "No."
No, he did not play the yes and game.
We're very different. Wait a minute. You care about everybody but yourself. And I'm a selfish prick. That's what I really expected him to say.
Yeah.
He's pointing out the obvious that we all complain about.
I was actually thinking, wow, I kind of
a little self-awareness.
I respect him for knowing I'm a dick, but he never goes so far as to say,
complete
I'm a dick.
Yeah, I needed to kind of complete that thought for me.
But they did the movie trope of, you know, Batman is facing off in the Joker, and the Joker goes, "We're not so different, you and I," and Batman goes, "No," he goes, no, we're totally different. Fuck you." And then she goes, "No, but we can't go home again. Everything you're saying is wrong. I have different ideas now."
Well, when she goes, you know, apes, humans, my planet, your planet, the universe seems to rule cruelty with power. She doesn't know his planet. She doesn't know that they
only the fact that he says that they keep apes in cages.
Correct.
And
for all we know, they solved world peace
that
already.
That technology makes things worse. That's what he's been saying.
I was also a little bothered by the fact that Helena Bonham Carter doesn't really have much to do with this line. She can only just like do the, "I know this is a throwaway night, so I'm just going to shake my head back and forth real quickly while I throw this line away." Mm-hmm. I know that it has no relevance or meaning or anything. She just kind of does it's very much a dismissive from, as an actor, a dismissive moment from her where she's like, "This is, I'm just going to say this line and shake my head."
So you being saying this brings to mind exactly what I thought with the whole minute was, we are approaching the 90 minute mark, meaning that you have 30 minutes probably left.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this movie about? What is it trying to say? Does it have a stance of making comment about the human condition,
or
about the world at large?
How we should treat animals that are.
Is it saying anything?
Yeah. Well, his line, when she says it rewards cruelty with power, and he goes, "No. Not if we fight back."
Well,
that's not that. There's nothing poetic in that.
Yeah,
there's nothing motivating or exciting of fighting power.
It'd been something like,
by fighting back, you just become the person with the power.
I don't know what the follow up would be, but you want something like they reward cruelty with power. Well, not if they don't have anything to fight. And what are you talking about? Well, we won't be here when they come. The army will show up and we won't be here. You want something like that where the reward is not more fighting, because right. That's just more, you're giving more power to people who can win a fight.
I mean, could he say something about slavery? Could he say something about, you know, rising up? Could he say something that a little more motivating than just simply, "Not if we fight back"?
Right. But to your point, Todd, of what message are we trying to get out of this? At least in the original movie, there was the end, you get the message of the atomic bomb has destroyed the Earth. Maybe nuclear weapons are not the best thing in the world. Well, in this one, a spaceship crashed because they were trying to chase an astronaut, and monkeys got loose and they got smart on this planet.
Yeah.
Where's the moral message in that?
And I don't know, to that, do you have to have a moral message in every movie? No.
No.
But you are trying.
But that was kind of the point of Planet of the Apes.
And it is, but it's also the point of any film. You're saying something, and this movie says nothing. Mm-hmm. I really sat and thought this through. I was like, okay, where is my line of thought? What is it I'm trying to say with my character? What is their journey? What are they trying to experience? And I can't find 1 ounce of a storyline
mm-hmm.
that makes any sense.
Well,
can't.
He he's possibly delivering a moment where he has some clarity, right? Mm-hmm. Not if we fight back, right? And then he kind of ends with a whimper. I'm just not sure how. Like, there's this should have been a moment where he is now
he's
finding his balls. I don't know how to explain it. Like, he's finally finding like that I need. You show me what it means to care about other people than yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now
I need to figure out how to do that myself.
He needs to start like cycling through messages on the board and saying, "Oh wait, maybe we can do something with the ship." And you know, but how? Yeah.
I need him to be motivated about the fact that he's got a new role. He should be taking on the role of the leader. She should have convinced him somehow in this moment to become what he has not
more
been so
aggressive,
far.
Yeah.
And the only way for him to do that is to realize that. To watch this and realize that he needs to accept it. You know what? This is my world now.
Yeah.
I'm the one. If he had that realization right here, I'm responsible for this. This is my world. I have to now take control of where I am and who I am and become a leader.
They came here for me.
Right.
I now have to be here for you. Something.
Yeah.
At least we have a character shift. We still don't have a story.
Yeah.
But we have a character shift.
Right. Growth. Yeah. So, again, let's talk about Ari's hand. She got branded by the glowing red hot thing. I've burnt my finger and got a blister on it before.
Yeah.
But hers is nice and red and healed. You know, it's already scarified.
There's no
bubbling. There's no blistering.
These are magical apes.
Yeah.
Magical apes.
They're magical apes.
There's the name of this episode.
So we end the minute basically with her kind of licking her hand.
Licking her wounds, literally.
I mean, I know the minutes were, you know, every minute isn't, you know, the directors and writers aren't going, okay, this is a minute. But it's just kind of a weak moment.
a
weak way to end this particular Friday.
You're obviously, when you're making a film, you're trying to do segments of scenes, but it literally is, no, it's not a minute, but it's also not a scene. The scene.
No, it's not
every
scene. Yeah.
You have so many scenes in a film, and you better have something to say. And this says nothing.
Closing with her licking her hand was ridiculous. She could have started with that. That's why he notices.
That's why he would have noticed it. Yeah,
right.
To Todd's point, she's not. It's not bandage.
Uh-huh.
It's the modern day. A thing that we do now where there's a hole in our sleeve that our thumb can hook through to hold the sleeve up tight. That's all that is. Yeah. It's just a sleeve. It's not a bandage.
Why did that take us so long to figure out that, hey, that's actually a cool idea?
I used to do that in the 80s with like a jean jacket that was just a little bit too big for me. I'd hook my thumb through the little sleeve in there and hold it out. But, yeah.
But think about this. Think about this. You and I are having a conversation right now about the fact that you realize you're about to overcome something or do something, and you're trying to solve the problem.
Right.
So what do I? You go. I just need to figure out how to solve this problem. What do I do? Lick my hand. I don't offer any advice.
Yeah.
I don't start punching buttons. I don't do. You tell me. You literally tell me. I just need to figure out how. As your friend, as somebody standing next to you, I would probably begin to offer things.
Your life experiences, this is how I've done things.
Where did you look? Where did you start? What do we do this?
But his statement is also a little bit...
I'm talking about her. I'm talking about her doing nothing after this moment.
But
it's weird.
His statement is also a little bit ridiculous if you think about it. Let's just put it in a different... So he's saying, all we have to do is fight back. But how? That'd be the equivalent of saying, man, I am really broke right now. All I have to do is make a whole lot of money. But how?
Yeah. I mean, I have to cross the street. Yeah. But how?
But I mean, it's you're saying you have a big problem and I don't know how to do it. I have all this cancer. I need to get rid of it.
I've
got to
fight back.
Yeah.
But how?
Yeah.
We'll fight.
Yeah. Everybody get together.
Does this feel more like a weird, bad cartoon episode than a movie? I mean, it's characters asking dumb questions of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a thought bubble goes above them. And
He's got this giant rocket ship in front of him that clearly has a power cell, that clearly has monitor stuff. And it hasn't even occurred to him at this particular point to look for a way to rescue himself or send a message. Or use the ship somehow. It hasn't even occurred to him. What a stupid fucking astronaut.
Wow. I don't think we've ever ended an episode better. I'm going to say that is it. We will be back tomorrow with an in-between, and the next week we'll keep going through this because we are going to make our way through this movie. We knew it was going to be a challenge. We're gonna make it. So everyone, be back tomorrow. I think we're gonna. Do we know what we're talking about in between?
I've got some ideas.
Okay, Sean's got ideas. He's gonna, I guess, drop it on us. So until then, everyone have a great Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.